Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rabbing Sunday Soul Connection on this glorious last Sunday for September. So as always, we like to begin with setting our intention. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to be intentional in our life. And as always, we begin with Naturally 7 and Let It Be. So for the next 45 minutes or so, out of the 1,440 that we each have, let us be intentional about our time together. To deepen down in the sacredness and the centeredness of our being. As we link across the airwaves, hearts, and minds. Truly it is a testimony to the remembrance that there is nowhere where God, the infinite, the divine intelligence is not. We are living, moving, and having our being in the divine omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. It is said in the sacred text that it is God in whom we live, move, and have our being. We are in the field. Rumi says, out beyond ideas of right and wrongdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. It is in this consciousness of this awareness that we are one with the infinite divine intelligence that is spirit, that is everywhere present, that we come intentionally to connect with at this time. Always the theme, there's a theme for our time of gathering. And I'm always amused how the universe gives it to me. There was a time when I first began doing these Sunday Soul Connections 8 years ago that I would be fretting. How? What? What shall I share? What shall I say? Oh my God, I have no idea. And be struck with panic. As the years have gone by, I've come to relax and know that whatever it is I need to share will be given to me at the time that it is right. And it comes in myriads of ways. And I'm sharing this to remind you that do not be closed down to how spirit speaks and works for you in your life. We are living in the 21st century, and so whilst there may be those that have the burning bush experience that Moses had, God is a still small voice that speaks as intuition into our hearts. And so the benediction I will close with landed in my email box this week. I didn't think of it as a benediction, I just thought, what a beautiful sentiment. And I stored it in my notes. And then I came across the story that I'm going to share with you on Facebook. And I was touched and inspired, and I shared that in my notes too. but not thinking or connecting the two together. And then as I was about to do prayers, and just as I was about to turn off the music, the song that I'm going to share with you came on. The title, Love is Action. And I realized that Spirit had been given me all that it wanted me to share with you today. So our theme for today's gathering is Love is Action. And my sharing from a sacred text from the 12th century. This was an Islamic, I would say holy person. Abu Hamid Muhammad Ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali. And he wrote a very significant piece called The Duties of Brotherhood. And in it he speaks of the necessity of love towards the other and how through love all humanity is in the embrace of the oneness of God in all creation. So I'd like to share with you this morning for our sacred text what he shares. Know that the world is one stage of the journey to God Most High. All in this station are travelers. Since the destination of the journey of this caravan of travelers is the same, they are all as one. There must be friendship and unity among them and mutual aid. Those who love each other in God, they are the friends of God Most High. I was so moved when I read that. Because again, I keep sharing with you that all of the world's major traditions are speaking to the same thing. Love of God, love of each other, love of the self. And this is supported when I share with you that 1 John 3:18 says, our love must not be a thing of words and fine talk. It must be a thing of action and sincerity. You see, truly we are living in times when we have to move beyond just giving idle words and empty words. None of us, or there must be few of us, that have failed to know about the floods across the world, the earthquake in Mexico, the ongoing situation in Syria, Yemen, and countless other places. You see, when al-Ghazali says that we must know that we're all on this journey together. In the 12th century, he's telling us, we're all on the same, traveling the same route. We are all travelers. So therefore, we are all as one. There must be friendship, unity, and mutual aid amongst us. Our teacher in Waisho admonishes us that we were to do to the least of these. So we cannot say that we are loving individuals, that we are loving, caring people, if we are excluding those that we see as different from us, those we see as the others, those that we think because they're of a different religion or a different race or a different culture or different gender orientation, that they are separate from us. No, my beloved, love is action. I have always believed in the old adage which says that action speaks louder than words. It isn't what people say to me, how much they tell me they love me, that makes me know whether that is true or not. It is how they treat me, the little kindnesses or the actions that they do that let me know, yes, this person truly loves me. You see, we can say, I love you, and we can type, oh, love you much. We can do all of that. But how does that translate into action? Because love is action. It's easy to do it for our families and our friends and our partners and spouses, but it's to be able to do it beyond them, that we truly know where we are expressing the fullness, the allness of who we are. Deepak Chopra says, love without action is meaningless. and action without love is irrelevant. You see, what we do shouldn't be imbued with love. It shouldn't be done out of obligation. It shouldn't be done because you feel guilty into doing it. It should be done out of the generosity of heart. I shared some weeks back with the group that I was hosting something that I came across that so inspired me. And I may have shared it before with you, but it is a great reminder that there is a difference between giving and generosity. Giving feels like there's an exchange and there's, I'll give you this if you give me something back. There's an expectation of a reciprocity. But generosity implies that you're giving from overflowing. Not necessarily that you think your bank account has to be overflowing before you can give, but you give from whatever it is. You're not doubting. You're not seeing a limitation. You're seeing just, I have to do something. And doing whatever it is that is before you. It is truly, and if you know me well enough, generosity opens you up to give from a place of gratitude for all that you have in your life, for all that you are blessed with, for all that you are experiencing. Generosity makes you want to give from that awareness, from that acknowledgement. And so, my story that I want to share with you today, truly there are times when you care about the deeds of other human beings, it makes your heart swell with joy. Simply because we're overloaded with all that is cruel and mean about humans sometimes. That when we hear something beautiful, it truly transports us. And it goes, a Memphis man was shopping at his local Kroger when he was approached by a teenage boy. After speaking to the teen for a few minutes, the man knew exactly what he needed to do. According to Mad World News, Matt White was grocery shopping when he met 16-year-old Chauncey Jones. The teen told him that he had taken the bus to the rich people's Kroger to see if he could get something to eat. White began talking to the teen some more and was touched by his story. Rather than simply buying him a box of donuts, he decided he'd do a bit more. White detailed the incident in a post on his Facebook page, and it went viral. He says, I just met the most inspiring person ever. His name is Chauncey Jones. He is 16 years old from Memphis. He approached me while I was shopping for produce and asked if he could help me carry my grocery bags to my car in exchange for buying him a pack of glazed donuts. This kid looked like he had been turned down 100 times. He looked ashamed, hungry, and broken. In my heart, I screamed aloud, yes. But to him, I just chuckled and said, here, dude, we'll get some donuts. I asked him if he was by himself, and he said he had come all the way out here with hopes of someone buying him something to eat because he and his mother had nothing at home. He had no phone, a bus pass, and he was depending on the graces of a stranger to feed him within the hour before the bus left. So needless to say, he and I went on a shopping spree. We had so much fun. We got cereal and chips and frozen veggies, pizza, Cheetos, melons and pasta, peanut butter, milk, soap, toothbrushes, just a little bit of everything. All the while, we talked, and he told me how he makes straight A's in school and is trying to get a job to help his mom pay rent. This kid was amazing. Chauncey kept calling himself poor, but he told me that one day he was going to be wealthy and own his own business so that he could help other people in his neighborhood to buy them groceries like me. I was in awe. I gave him a ride home so that he didn't have to take the bus, and when he got to his house, I was truly humbled. He wasn't kidding. He and his mom had nothing. They didn't even have beds or furniture. They were sleeping on pads made out of sleeping bags. They had 2 lamps and nothing in their fridge. Nothing. His mother was so sweet but very fragile. I couldn't tell what it was, but she had some sort of physical and or mental disability that made her shake and made walking difficult. I thought I was going to cry. As we unpacked the food into their kitchen, you could see the hope coming back into Chauncey's eyes. He knew he wasn't going to be hungry. He looked like a kid again. As I was leaving, I gave him a hug and told him how much God loved him and that he was going to grow up to be an incredible man. I'll never forget that hug. It meant more to me than any possession I have. Our God is an awesome God, and we can never be thankful enough for the blessings we have. After the inspiring meeting, White launched GoFundMe to raise money to buy Chauncey a lawnmower that he could use to make money. However, the teen's story quickly went viral and more than $300,000 was raised for the teen and his mother. I'm sure, like me, you were touched. The generosity that comes when we give from an enlarged heart, from a grateful heart, from a grateful place. My poetry today that I'd like to share with you from Love Poems from God is from Meister Eckhart, and it's entitled Love Does That. All day long a little burrow labors, sometimes with heavy loads on her back, and sometimes just with worries about things that bother only burrows. And worries, as we know, can be more exhausting than physical labor. Once in a while, the kind monk comes up to her stable and brings a pear. But more than that, he looks into the burrow's eyes and touches her ears. And for a few seconds, the burrow is free and even seems to laugh, because love does that. Love frees. Love in action is action, and love in action frees and liberates us to truly express the presence, the spirit, the divine that is within us. And that, my beloved, is why we are here on this earth. There is no great mystery for our reason for being. It's to express love, to be love, to show that love, love, love is the answer. My science of mind reading is entitled Serve, Serve, Serve. The first quote comes from Mahatma Gandhi, who says, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." The second quote comes from The Science of Mind, page 141. Ernest Holmes writes, "Law of life is a law of thought, an activity of consciousness. The power flows through us. The Spirit can do for us only what it can do through us. Unless we are able to provide the consciousness, it cannot make the gift. The power behind all things is without limit, but in working for us, it must work through us." The author writes, "There is a centered place in serving others. It is when our heart is full. That fullness leads us forth in a way that is energizing for us and those whom we serve. On the other hand, there is an exhausting place in serving. It is when we serve with a sense of obligation. It is when we serve so that we can feel better about ourselves or impress others with how generous we are. In this type of service, we deplete our energy in every way. I notice that when my heart stays open to the limitless source of divine love, my sense of depletion simply dissipates. My story of how worn out I am or how hard it can be to give and serve simply goes away. Instead, I find myself inspired to give and give more. I find that my natural sense of generosity is boundless, even if no one knows that I did that great act of service. When my heart is open, it does not matter one bit. In this way, I think we are called to duplicate the nature of the divine. For God, the source, gives to us all in limitless fashion. It is never depleted by giving itself to all creation. Centered service places us squarely in the energy of the one life. Ego-based service places us squarely in the realm of time and space and stories of only so much I can give. Therefore, I choose to be conscious of keeping my heart as open as possible to consciously access the doorway to the divine and to be a beneficial presence every day of my life. I'm grateful for all the generous givers of life who also live out of high service. My beloved, love is a verb. It's a doing word. Love is action. So let us go within. If you haven't already, close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction, the expansion. Always at this time, I remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. I breathe in love. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath and I breathe out action. Enter into our circle of prayer. As we know, there's nowhere where God is not. So I invite you to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. And of course, we're holding in our hearts all the situations that are happening across the world. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that love is action, for love is who we are and whose we are. We are created in the image of love, and love is a verb. Love is a doing word. Let us open our hearts and mind to love not just in words, but in actions as well. Loving ourselves, and loving each other, and in loving you. Let us open our hearts and minds to see all that unifies us, and that there is more that we share, that we are come together in, than that separates us. Let us look beyond all the things that we see as barriers and see that we are one kind, humankind. And as we recognize and honor our unity, let us see ourselves unified with the rest of creation, the wind, the hoof, the fin, Let us see ourselves connected to this beautiful planet as well, this earth, its waters, its air. And in so doing, let us be responsible caretakers. Let us honor all life as sacred. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we're holding in our hearts all those that are sick and suffering. Be they on this call, be them in their homes or in hospitals, or across the globe in harrowing situations. We speak this word for their healing now. We speak this word knowing that yours is the deathless self existence that resides in every cell, particle of our body. We speak this word knowing it shall not return unto us void, but shall accomplish wherein it has been sent. For we speak this word for their health, their recovery, their wholeness, and their perfect and right expression of the divine life that is right where they are. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, for all the needs of all of your creation, you know what to do and how to do it. So we surrender it all to you now and give thanks for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies. And so it is. Amen. I invite you to take a deep breath as we do our movement prayer. Stretch out your hands and reach towards the sky and say, I open myself to all life around me. Cross your hands at your wrists, palms down over your heart. I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together, fingers and palms touching as if in prayer, and bring your forefingers in front of your lips. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Now bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I'll mute the phones for us to do our Buddhist meditations and affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. Repeat after me, please. Today, I embrace my heart of service.
Today, I embrace my heart of service.
As I move through, the activities of life, I serve from the eternal heart, of the divine in me. Now, our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed. May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
Be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
Be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Now our prayer protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
My loves, as we come to the end of today's Sunday Soul, I invite you to place your hands on your heart as we hear the benediction. May I be no one's enemy, and may I be the friend of that which is eternal and abides. May I wish for every person's happiness and envy none. May I never rejoice in the ill fortune of one who has wronged me. May I, to the extent of my power, give needful help to all who are in want. May I never fail a friend. May I respect myself. May I always keep tame, and may I always keep tame that which rages within me. May I accustom myself to be gentle and never be angry with others because of circumstances. May I know good people and follow in their footsteps. These are the words of Eusebius from the 3rd century. And so my parting words to you is from Jiddu Krishnamurti, who I love. It is love alone that leads to right action. What brings order in the world is to love, and let love do what it will. So, as always, you're invited to join me on Thursday for our Sunday Soul Connection. And again, Thursday for our 10 at 10 and next week for our Sunday Soul Connection. My closing song is from one of my favorite singers at the moment, Torin Wells. The song is entitled Love is Action. I wish you a most blessed and beautiful week, and enjoy. Colin Wells.
Thank you.
Action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nobody changes the world. Living in the crown that nobody wants to ever have. Until they open their mind. Don't let it out. Go my way. Thanks, go my way. Turn it up. Know the global paradise. Thank you.
Trust you enjoyed that as much as I did. Love is action, Tolan Wells. Have a beautiful and blessed week until we meet again. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.